Let's up, man. Welcome to the Spare Change Podcast, people.
It's good.
Apologies for the Hateus.
I said Hateus.
We'll get missing, innit?
Yeah, we'll get to that.
Hateus. You said it wrong there, but it's cool.
It's Hateus. What is it? Well, what's the correct saying? How do you say it correctly then?
Hateus.
Let me do the intro, man. Wait. Hello, people. Welcome to the Spare Change Podcast. I'm one of your hosts. My name is Fabs. Over here we got
Rax,
and then we got
Luke,
and then we got another guest, Luke's feet.
Why do we have to?
Luke's feet need a mic, man, because they just hear it all the time. Yeah, and like it's
and they're loud.
How am I meant to sound?
Loud feet. Trust me.
Wait, you got tight socks on. Don't tell me about. I wasn't even talking about you.
Oh, I was looking at my things and baggies still.
Your socks look like tights.
They don't like brothers.
No joke, though.
How can they look like tights, man? They're smooth. They're almost. How can I, like, can you explain?
Yeah, no, look,
they look like tights,
though. Look how high they go.
You're
gonna
bug it.
They're
like,
see through at the bottom as well.
On man's knee in that.
I can see your dry heel. Anyway. Yeah, my toes are fine. I'm dandy. Thank you for letting people know about my toes.
Anyway, people, welcome back for another episode. We got some sauce for you. You got some drip. Get me
sauce.
Yeah, man, we got some sauce and we got some drip again, man, for people, man, because we know people have been missing it.
It's drip.
So you get me.
We got drip for sale.
Yeah, we got drip for sale. For real. We got drip for sale. No jokes, man. Yeah, man. So, yeah, man. What have you lot been saying, man?
Been out here. It's Friday. Yeah. Surviving.
Busy,
all that good stuff, man. All that good stuff.
The week off. Man. Trying to grind. Trying to shine.
That's it, man.
This January's taken a lot out of me, man.
January has been a long month, man.
Horrible month.
They talk about dry January. It's my bank account that's dry right now.
Shit, man. No jokes, man. Like,
it's been a long month, man.
It's been long, man. It's not even over yet. That's the thing about it.
I don't know. It's not even over.
Like, we're talking like it's over.
By the time these people listen to it, it'll be over. Exactly, and then it'll be Feb, and then it'll be like 2 weeks until they get paid after, like, as soon as it's Feb. Exactly. Feb's a brilliant month.
Feb's a great month,
You get paid, like, twice in 2 weeks.
That's what I'm saying, man.
So it's amazing.
Yeah, man, it's all good.
But then you got Valentine's Day in the middle of that.
Oh, yeah, we need to talk about that.
Slap bang in the middle.
Let's talk about it now.
All right, cool, yeah. What's you guys' plans for Valentine's Day?
Nothing.
Too sure, mate.
Nothing.
Not too much on the cards.
I feel great. I feel great. I don't have to feel great. Anything.
You don't have to do anything. Yeah. The pressure's not there.
Like, it's an unnecessary pressure. I've never really felt the pressure, but then I just feel like it's not a pressure. It's just an annoyance on the back of your head.
What, the nagging?
Pain. Yeah. It's all pain.
Like a headache.
Yeah, that you get. Yeah. That one there. But it's just like, yeah, like, you know what I mean? Like, whoever you're with or whoever you're seeing, just like on you to do something. And it's just like,
yeah, man.
My girl's ain't even suggesting nothing. So, which means that she's going to get rewarded for not suggesting anything, because she
oh, is that how it works?
Yeah, you ain't one of my case.
That is how it works.
If you're not on my case about nothing, then
that is how it works. Still,
you want to do something still? I want to do something still.
Like, it's a little surprise. Like, you're not on my case.
That's nice.
If you're on my case, then yeah, man. It's. I don't want to do nothing.
No joke, man.
Yeah, man.
Like, because what do you do? Like, when I'm thinking about it. Like, my longest relationship was like 3 years.
Yeah.
So, what do you do like after like the third year? I mean, what else is there to do?
You still got to be spontaneous, man. You still got to treat the ladies.
No, I'm just saying, what else do you do?
What do you mean? There's always stuff
you've done. The rose petals, done the roses, done.
When is it? When is it okay to just come home with some flowers?
When is it okay?
And a cream egg.
A cream egg is mad.
Cream egg.
I'm joking.
I know Easter's on the horizon.
I'm joking. When is it okay to just come over with some flowers and just
you can still do that. Chill. I think women will still appreciate the effort.
Nope.
Well, I don't know what kind of women you're dealing with, but
bro,
you can still
don't do that. I don't do that.
No, chat shit, but they will still appreciate it. Obviously, they might be like, last year was better.
Valentine's Day is a competition. It's them competing against other women.
Literally, that's true as well.
It's a competition.
100%.
100% on Valentine's Day, you're going to see plenty flowers. Plenty flowers.
Niggas are going to be like, trying to make you look bad.
Yeah.
I'm going to be one of them.
You can't make me look bad.
All right, we'll see.
No. You're going to lose that one still.
Nah, man.
Rack style, you're going to lie.
Nah, man. I got this in the bag, man.
You got...
I've been doing this a long time.
Nah, don't go broke.
Nah, I ain't going broke.
Stop that. You know, I ain't never going broke. Nah, them ones there where you go broke because you're trying to impress.
Nah, you're trying to compete with your boy.
Nah, for Valentine's, it's more of a sweet boy. Like, you can't even buy that. You can't even buy that. It's just what it is, isn't it? It's not as much of a sweet boy.
I think I'll lose against Luke. Luke is 100%
you're losing.
Only by a little bit, though. Only by a little margin, but still.
I don't think so.
Yeah, that was it, though.
I've got bare chest moves in the back of the locker.
I've got chest moves too, man.
I've got the moves, man.
But I'm not competing with you anyway.
I'm not trying to
have the chest moves, but like.
I'm not trying to compete with you because she wins at the end of the day. She's winning if I compete with you.
Oh, yeah, of course. But obviously, I ain't really...
She doesn't do like that. She's like... Boy. Girls literally, after Valentine's Day, they'll have like a whole... They'll talk about what happened.
And they don't want to be that girl that just done nothing. The one with the stink face. The one with the stink face.
Everyone's talking about what they got in the group chat. There's bare pictures flying in of what they got. And then, what did you get, Christina? Just got a rose.
I bought myself.
Yeah, I bought for myself. He made me go to the shop and buy it and gave me change. He gave me a fiver.
Jeez.
He gave me a fiver.
All right, so what's the etiquette for Valentine's Day? Is it any roses can go? So park roses, like, that you find in the park?
I said park roses. What?
Yeah, I'm just asking, what's the etiquette?
What, pick roses?
You can pick roses.
Where do you find park roses, blood? Where do you find
roses in the park? Across the road from me.
There's no roses.
There is in the bush by the duck pond.
So is that what you give me a go?
I'm not giving my girl another.
I'm not gonna lie. Yeah, that's all you have to get. If you go in that duck pond, yeah, and get those roses, that's all you have to get.
Yeah, of course.
You know what I did to get those roses?
Nah, no, that's a battle still. There's,
I risk my
there's
whole
rats
life.
In the park.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, of course.
I risk my whole entire life.
You just gotta get them decent a bunch of bouquet of roses. That's
so it. Roses is that's it. That's your Valentine's is done. You don't
no,
have
no,
to do
no,
anything
you
else.
Get roses. Depends on how you want to do, but you can do roses, dinner.
So roses kind of and dinner. And dinner.
Yeah, roses and dinner. Like, throw that in the mix. Obviously, remember, Valentine's Day is on a Wednesday this week.
It's Thursday.
Whatever it is, I don't know.
I know.
It's on a weekday, so basically, you can just I'm giving my the sauce and maybe the drip, like we said. Send her a bunch of flowers.
I don't want the weekend. Drip. I don't want your drip.
Right, no, go on now. Say your thing, man.
I'm saying, give the people something. Go ahead, man. I'll send the flowers, let her catch the flowers real quick, put a little S in there, done. Secret thing.
Massive S.
You know we're going to give card to you. Give card. Yeah,
I
mean, S.
With put a big S. Yeah, and a question
send
mark.
That, yeah, no, it's a question mark. Send the S. Send that tree.
Like you're send a primary tree. School.
On the weekend, just send out, listen, I'm taking you out. Boom, that's it. She knows what time it is. Just send out, take it to a restaurant. Quick thing, done. That's it.
What?
No long. That's it. That's me. I'm easy. What are you planning? What are you planning, big man?
Me? I'm not doing nothing.
No, but I'm saying if you was... I'm saying... Oh, me? Like, hypothetically, I'm not doing anything either. So what would you do?
I would...
What's your chess moves?
I would get some flowers, like a bouquet of flowers. Yeah. And then also I would get, like, you know, the balloons that pop out of the box. And then
sorry,
I would
what?
Go... The balloons that pop out of the box.
I don't know what you're talking about. The ones
that it comes out.
Yeah, but where are you getting that box from, blood?
Easy, man. I've got the hookup. And then, like, do that. And then go out for something to eat. And then, like, you know, might go to a hotel or come back to mine. And there will be, like, candles everywhere.
Ladies, Fabs is available this Valentine's Day.
You're trying to outdo man still.
Man's
giving my whole Valentine's Day sauce away.
I was just saying what I've done before.
It's my whole sauce.
This is what you've done before.
I've done this before.
Obviously, you've got a hotel, local thing, and it's telling that it's... You know what I mean? They do that for you.
Ting, and then, like, they come in, like... What I would do is, like, if it was a hotel, I'd be like, cool. You go in the room, you set everything up, and then... They'll come in.
And then the surprise kind of thing, yeah.
The thing come up.
The rose petals are kind of mad, though. Like, they're mad work to clean up.
I've only done that once. I've never done that.
Jeez, I don't know if I did rose petals thing. I did that on the bed. On the sprinkled.
Yeah, like...
Sprinkled. Pixie dust.
It was amazing when it got done. I've done things like, not rose petals, but like...
How did you do it? Just dash it
chocolate.
I didn't do it.
I've done like a favourite chocolate all over.
My girl did to me. The rose petals, man, come in the room. Rose petals, she was in something real
niggas
nice.
Don't need rose petals.
I didn't need it, but it added to the ambiance. Added to the ambiance.
You better really trying to outdo, man, though.
Yeah, so
I said I candle lit everything that. All right.
I don't really do cards.
I hate cards. I hate cards
because I don't know what to write in them.
It's not even like they're pointless because they're going in the bin.
After a couple of days, maybe they're going in the bin.
Uh huh. In the bin.
Mm-hmm. Done.
They got some people hold on to it though. Some girls hold on to it.
Yeah, I'll send you a text message.
Might say 2019, I'll send you a text message.
You can print screen
that. You know what is good though? They got these things. It's like a
electronic card.
No, the cube things. Have you seen the cube things?
Oh, the ones.
So basically, it's like a strip. So basically, you order it online, and then they come, and then you give it to the person, and they strip it, they pull it back, and then it's like a. It will show like it's like a flat strip here, and then they'll pull it back, and then they'll see a picture of them, of you and them maybe on the thing, and then it just pops out in your face, and it turns into a cube, and it's a cube of all photos of you. It's actually sick. I'll show you that later.
Yeah, send me the website still.
It's actually sick, proper sick. Like.
So send me the website. I'm taking my mum out. Shout out to my mum as well. So
oh, yeah,
big up Mumsy though.
Shout out to Rex's mum. Yeah, happy birthday to her.
Mm-hmm. I know you're going to listen to this, but shout out.
I don't know. Please don't listen to this.
Yeah, please don't. Please,
yeah. If you got this far, stop.
Stop. Turn it off.
Turn it off.
Now.
Right at this very moment.
He doesn't associate with us. We've kidnapped him. He doesn't normally talk like this. He wants Jell-O on Sunday.
Yeah, I definitely want that Jell-O on Sunday.
No jokes, I'm telling you. Right, so let's get to the shits, man.
Topics. Fucking hell, man. All right, cool. Let's get straight to it. Wireless. Tickets came out.
Oh, yeah, shit, man. What's the lineup saying?
The lineup was. I'm going to get the lineup.
Get the lineup, man. I mean, I'll say this. Like, I mean, looking at the lineup, I'm not mad excited.
I think Friday is the best day for me. From what I saw,
Friday was the best day for
Saturday
me.
Saturday might have been just because of the ambush and unknown T face off.
Oh my days.
Get out of here, man.
That is the day I would
this
go.
Bullshit again.
No, I would go for that day.
But ambush is definitely going to shut it down, though.
But I'd only go if you lot were going with me for that day. Because
that day's going to shut down.
Because okay, then great, we could go to both shows and then see who.
You got it, yeah?
So let me tell you what's the Friday? The Friday's got Cardi B, Migos, Tory Lanez, LMA, Tyga, Fredo. Lil Skies, that's what I'm saying. Friday, let's say, like, best day.
Wait, Heady let's stop there.
What?
Cardi B and Amigos. Did man want to see that though?
But
I want to see Cardi. Like, Cardi, cool.
Yeah.
Migos though. Did man need that?
Yeah, Migos are still a vibe.
My like, bitch, bad and bougie, just in life.
No, but they like to do.
Plenty
they like,
gonna flock to that stage.
No, but they like to do this. Like, all of them like to sing their verses on every song.
Okay.
Takeoff ain't got a verse on Bad and Bougie.
What I'm saying is, so no, obviously most of their songs have all three of them on it.
Yeah,
they like to all sing their verses. Yeah. That's long, bruv. Man's not got time for that. Mm. I'm not standing there for that.
Mm.
Wait, Takeoff don't have a verse. Oh, he does have a verse. Little Uzi Vert. That's why that tune's so good.
Yeah, that's why. When I had Little Uzi Vert and they took him off the song, I think.
Wow, that's actually
on the radio version. But yeah, so go.
Let me finish that off. So they got NSG, Be Young, Malik Berry. Obviously I said Heady One. Yeah, that's about it really for Friday.
Saturday,
Travis Scott, Future, Lil Uzi. I thought Lil Uzi deleted his album.
No, he said he's retired from rap.
And he deleted his album, that's what he said now.
He's performing like next week at Rolling Loud, or whenever Rolling Loud is, performing, so he's not retired. He's just chatting shit because of the label.
Alright, cool. Yeah, Lil Uzi Vert, Young Thug, Juice WRLD, Steph London, Trippy, Sheck Wes.
That date is for all of the kids Sweetie, that died ahead.
Unknown T, Ambush, obviously. Cadet, Still Bangles, Dig That.
That's for all the kids. That is the kids' day.
Ambush is going to shut that down, though. I think Ambush, Future, Travis.
Unknown T.
This brother loves Ambush.
You love Ambush. Well, what are you talking about? I'm just telling you what I think.
One tune. Right,
cool, I'm telling you my opinions. Like, can you keep stay mature, please?
I think Travis will shut it down.
Travis and Future, definitely.
Yeah. Travis will
shut it down. Yeah. 100.
Travis and Future. What's this? Sunday, ASAP Rocky, Ray Shmurda, Little Shrimmer. Baby. Yeah, whatever.
Shrimmed, man.
Beat drummer.
Whoa.
If you want it backwards.
Sorry?
Air drummer. Is it beat drummer or air drummer?
Air drummer.
Little Baby, Gunna, Notes, AJ Tracy, Rich the Kid, Schema, Slumdog, Denzel Curry, D Block Europe, Lowski, Jid, Russ. That's about it, really.
That's some diet lineup. That Sunday lineup is diet. It's Coke Zero.
Yeah, it's trash. I think Friday's the best day.
That's the only thing about Wireless, that they split up a lot of the acts, isn't it? Like, so it's like, you know what I mean? They should really pick.
They should have put Cardi Amigos on the Sunday and then push someone up into headlining. Who else is on that card?
What, for Cardi B and Amigos?
Too? Yeah.
Tory, LMA.
They should have pushed Tory.
Tyga as well.
Tory and Tyga as two headlining for that one.
100%
and then LMA
headliner. Yeah. Tory should be headlining.
And then so. then put Cardi on the Sunday. They should have done it that way. So at least it spread out all three, yeah. Three
Drake,
days. Drake's got some appeal.
Drake will come out for Travis.
Yeah, probably to do sicko mode.
Yeah, definitely.
100%.
So what you man going?
There's no tickets.
They're bringing out more tickets apparently though.
Yeah, oh, is it? Yeah, I've been told that. But, like,
I mean, who knows when though?
I've been told that I'm willing to go like for the Friday.
I wouldn't mind.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't mind going on Friday, so.
So just look out for it.
Yeah, so I'm going to keep looking out for it.
100%. Yeah. Oh, so Simi spoke about Drake tickets.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so the Drake assassination tour came out. The tickets came out on... Yeah. When did it come out? Last Friday. Yeah, and they were arm and a leg.
Yeah, a bill 40 for standing, a bill 40 for seated. And obviously, if you want to sleep, sit in the bleachers.
Part. Standing is the best part. Yeah, I don't know why you'd want to be seated at a concert, to be honest. Would you want to be seated at a concert?
No, sometimes I've got standing and seating tickets.
Oh, you got tickets?
Yeah, I've got standing and seating. So I'll be there. I'll be
go standing.
Nah, I'm trying to sell that, but if you want to buy tickets.
If you've got two tickets, then let me know.
I've got one of them standing.
I might get a ticket still.
How you going to get a ticket?
I will still.
How?
Disabled.
You're disabled.
Oh no, he's got his disabled connect.
Alright, cool. Yeah. So what you meant? So basically, yeah.
I'm not willing to spend £150 on one ticket to see Drake.
But Drake's concerts are mad.
No, it's Drake and Tory. I think that's why it's so much.
Drake and Tory, and plus, you know, Drizzy's gonna bring out a fan. He's not gonna bring out a fan. So he's gonna bring out one of these men.
So many people. Gigs. There's
so many people you can bring out. It's mad.
But even so, like £150. It's even a festival. The festival, right, wireless for the weekend's 120, yeah. And you get to see so many more acts.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know that like the Drake tour like looks amazing, but yeah. I don't think he's gonna spend the same amount of money that he spent in America here.
I think he will.
I think he will. He loves London. What are you talking about?
I don't think he's gonna spend the same amount.
I think this concert's gonna be sick regardless. He's definitely gonna bring out plenty of people. Plenty of people's gonna bring out.
And he added another date.
Did he add another date?
When?
What day is that?
Added another date. I don't know.
Because I know he was doing a whole week, so Monday to Friday. I knew he was doing that, and then he was doing a Monday and Tuesday, and that was about it. That was it. Done.
I thought he was gonna
for London anyway. For London.
Yeah, I don't know. But I'm personally like the tickets now are getting kind of mad. Like in terms of, I think going to see a particular artist.
He
warrants it.
Yeah, he warrants it now at this point because when you look at it like. He's one of the only people who can sell out like arenas around the world, like 7 times over. He's doing 7 days in London. So
and he tours a lot, man.
You see what I'm saying? So you know, I mean, there's only certain people in the world that can do that, innit? Like when you're talking about Beyonce tickets, they're about the same price. So, but the Beyonce just brings it. Most of the time, Beyonce just brings us off.
My JMB ticket was a bill.
So yeah, well, so a bill 40. So,
but where were you?
Standing.
You
like,
standing, yeah?
Yeah, near the stage.
Oh, shit, okay, cool.
So, it was it wasn't that bad, but they didn't have no opening acts, so it was just them.
It was just them,
and the DJ.
So, what I'm saying, so, like, it's just, it was just them, and then,
imagine,
you know,
Tory's going to be, I think it's definitely worth
it. Tory's going to be crazy.
When I saw Tory at the Spotify thing, just jumped in the crowd, just started standing on people.
Probably does that.
That's what he does,
No.
He does that.
He started performing Litty.
Yeah.
Started standing on people and just jumping in the crowd, slapping people.
Yo, I forgot about Lee.
He climbed
again.
Like I remember I seen one time he climbed like in a somewhere on in London. He climbed balcony. Up on the
Brixton.
Balcony.
No, it's Brixton.
And then
Brixton.
Jumped off the balcony into the crowd.
Bricky,
that's it. That guy. Anyway, we'll talk about him later. But he must be on coke because he's got so much energy. Like the same night he went to fight someone in the alley. The Don has bare energy.
It's mad still.
But
yeah, back to Drizzy. I think it'll be good. The concert's gonna be good regardless. It's just more about I'm going to the first night, so I'm trying to see who I think he would bring out.
I think he'll bring someone out on the first night, and he'll bring someone out on Friday probably.
Yeah, probably Friday's gonna be
because right.
I think probably obviously most people are gonna have time off, either time off on the Friday or Saturday. Mm. But I think probably the Friday bring someone out.
Friday's a good day for a concert.
Friday's a great day for a concert.
Amazing.
Because that's what you're going to be looking forward to at the end of the week.
Right. Them tickets for Friday were so hard to get.
I could imagine.
So hard to get.
They're probably like $5 a ticket now.
To sell, resell? Yeah.
Resell, yeah. 100%.
$5 a ticket.
100.
Well, yeah, well, keep us informed on the Drizzy.
I'll snap it. Plenty.
Yeah?
Yeah,
best snapperoos.
Is Snapchat still around?
Yeah. What do you mean? You don't use Snapchat no more, nah?
Since I've come to Instagram, I don't really go on my Snapchat no more.
Yeah, but you're new to this.
I am, but like, is Snapchat still a thing?
Yeah,
is
it, of course.
Alright, cool.
Do you not Snap, Fabs?
Not anymore, not really. I need to go to the toilet.
Alright, cool. we'll hold the fort. Are you?
I still Snap. So, yeah. I might have snapping.
Yeah, you're always snapping your wind mirror, innit? Listen, you're always snapping your wind mirror.
Because I'm cruising. I'm cruising. That's what Snap's for, man. Just what you're doing.
Just snapping your wind mirror playing music.
I do blatantly things, so it's not just
no, that. You do that. It's either that or you're snapping gym.
Yeah, exactly. So
why does everyone need to know you're in gym?
Come out of the gym set.
Why does everyone need to know?
Trying to do games. Trying to do games.
Know how much you're doing on bicep.
Come out, I'm active.
You should be calling them rather than snapping them.
I'm not snapping them. I do both, man. Got to do both. Multitasking. Multitasking. So I'm out here. But yeah, my Snapchat's still a thing. Still active. So and plus, I just clocked the other day. You can do Shazam on Snapchat.
Yeah, you could have done it time ago.
I didn't know that.
You hold onto the
screen,
and then it just finds the song for you.
I really didn't know that. I was out at some shisha bar. And my mate just started doing it, and I was thinking, fuck, man, wow. Didn't he could do this?
Speaking of shisha bars, I think you were talking about the other day, the sheesh place.
Sheesh?
Yeah, it's in Essex or somewhere?
No, that's a restaurant, though.
Isn't it a shisha place?
I don't think so.
I was looking to go there, still.
It's up there, though.
I heard it's upper echelon.
Upper echelon.
Yeah, that's two paydays away. That's what it's paying it.
My bad, that was 2 litres of water a day. My bad.
That's disgusting, man.
You definitely got a weak bladder.
Mm-hmm. You got UTI in it?
No. I said I got UTI because I have 2 litres of water
UTI
a day.
UTI Pabs. Yeah, but I think Jersey concert, shout outs, man. We're gonna be, I'll keep my post on that 100%.
Yeah, yeah. Cool.
100%.
I hear you, man.
Right. Next.
What we got, man?
Man
like Drizzy, you know.
I'm definitely
doing Mob Ties, though.
What, you're going to be sick of these niggas?
Sick of these niggas.
No, I got to go.
It's going to be a buzzer.
I
can't
not go
to
that.
Are you mad?
Get rid of these niggas. Flipping.
Can't take a joke, it's going to be mad. I know. If you listen to my days. I've been spinning the album for a bit, still.
You're going to be doing the Shiggy Dance to Kiki, innit?
I'm not gonna lie to you, I'm out here still.
That's why I wanted to stand, because I like standing, man. Standing's the
proper.
Standing's a vibe.
Next topic.
Yeah.
Fire in the Booth is back.
Yeah, yeah. Let's get into it.
On beat, man. Yeah. So everyone thought that Charlie didn't own the ting, like. I'm surprised.
What, Fire in the Booth?
Yeah. Remember we were speculating at one point that who's gonna do Fire in the Booth.
He was going to. I said he was going to Beats time ago.
No. But remember when he left, like when there was rumours that he was going to leave, and then we all said, like, we were like,
who's going to do
Fire
it?
In the Booth?
Yeah, because we were saying Craig David and shit was going to do it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we did actually. Yeah.
Because I didn't think he owned it. I thought, you know what I mean? It was BBC's or something. Like, they'll just get another person in to do it.
Imagine Craig David in front of him. It's crazy. Anyway,
that's a wild
Craig
move.
David,
that's
a, wild,
that's a mad move.
So new Fire in the Booth with K Trap. No, let me not do it in that order. With Blay Brown, Heady,
yeah,
K Trap, and Ambush.
What do you mean? Wait, is that why are you laughing? What was man's thoughts on the Fire Booth then? What's your man's thoughts on the Fire Booth?
So, they come out with a different format on Fire Booth.
Is he in Camden?
Yeah, they come out with a different format on the Fire Booth. So, obviously, they came with a kind of interview thing at the beginning.
Yeah.
Everyone said
that was
like,
good.
Yeah, like you got a deeper understanding of what the process is of Fire in the Booth.
Yeah.
So they write to the tracks that they're going to record to.
Of course, yeah.
So obviously it's like pre-written freestyles, if there is such a thing.
Yeah.
And then they just got in more depth of what's inspired them, who's Fire in the Booth has inspired them. A lot of man said Nine's Fire in the Booth. I don't know which one they were alluding to. I think two of them said that. I think Heady said it and someone else said it.
Of Blade, I think.
No, Blade. I don't think Blade said it.
Blade said Nines in the thing.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, he said Nines in the thing.
Alright, cool.
Okay, let's get to the shits. What did we think of the Fire in the Booth? Right, cool. What do we think of it? What do we think of the bars and shit?
Who had the best verse?
Blade had the best verse. The first one was the best verse. The first verse that he had talking about jugging and
jugging and trapping
and jugging again. That was the best verse.
Yeah, no, I think Blade
Was Heady.
I think Heady was second.
Heady was definitely second. What do you mean? Are you rating him right now?
I think Heady was first. He's listening. Blade was second.
And then
Ambush was fourth. I gotta put him fourth, man.
I don't know about that.
No, he's just yeah.
I am doing it on purpose still. He wasn't fourth, but he's definitely third or fourth.
Can we talk about K Trap though?
Well, he's trash. I'm not gonna lie, I'm kind of disappointed. Let me tell you what I feel about it. The thing is, with K Trap, is that K Trap is actually a decent rapper. Like, he's had decent tracks out. I can't tell you what kind of tracks he's had out, but his name rings off in it. Yeah. So I'm guessing that he's decent. He's got decent. But when I watched this and I listened to it, bro, I was bored when I was listening to him, blood. I was bored. Right. I was switching off, blood. Like, and the thing is, he's on such a big platform as well. So that I think,
S-Rex.
No, you know? It's the thing.
Huh? S-Rex. I'm not joking, go ahead.
The thing that I didn't...
Sorry?
S-Rex.
The thing I didn't understand with K-Trap...
I've been drinking.
Like, he didn't really show his... Like, his personality, he didn't really show... He's like... When they were talking about who inspired you,
yeah.
He's like, I'm just doing it because I want to do it, innit?
Like, it's kind of weird. Like
he didn't really show any personality...
And he has no personality, bro. He hasn't got a face.
Is there a backstory to why he covers his face, like with the belly?
I don't know. And I don't want to know.
There's probably so many reasons, bro.
Obviously for legal reasons, but
yeah,
probably
incriminating.
He doesn't wear.
Come into the game still, man.
What with baddies?
He's not going to show my face like her. Like in the beginning, her didn't show her face.
She's wore like. Things all over her face. Stayed in darkness.
Yeah.
I'm going to come into a game like that still.
That actually works, though. Like, it's actually proven to work.
It adds to your appeal, basically.
100%.
It's kind of weird.
Who's the other brother with a belly? There's someone else who has a belly. No, there's a guy with a mask.
M. Honcho. Is it M. Honcho?
I can't remember.
He's from 6-7.
Not him.
Oh, L. What's
his name? He covers his half of his face, isn't it?
No, he covers his whole
face.
Oh, okay, cool. Who does half of the face then? Or am I thinking of the brother that used to roll with Nelly? Anyway, I don't know.
I said the brother. What? Alright, cool. So, back to the fire. How are you rating it? Put it in order.
My order is Blade, Heady, Ambush, K-Trap. Ambush's thing. I liked his first one.
You liked his second?
No, I didn't like his ad-libs. Like,
no, I know. I'm saying I liked his second.
Full ad-libs. No, I liked his first. I liked his first.
But you liked his second verse?
No.
Wow.
That's probably why I've rated him like so low. I didn't like his
system. No, it's all basic. His lyrics are mad basic, but then he's got a good delivery.
His delivery is really good, but
that's what you really need.
He's got a lot of energy in it.
That's what you really need these days anyway.
But K-Trap
he's like, the weakest of the four, man.
Yeah, he doesn't really appeal to me personally because I'm not from that, innit? So I don't know.
The man are just lying and lying.
Yeah.
What kind of Harrods, man? Just them buying.
Like, jeez. Why? Nah, man. It was weird. It was weird when I heard it. I was just like, what?
Is he a wireless?
Nah, he can't be there. I'm not even gonna look at the.
Sorry, he just has to be where.
Better Kelly.
No, but Blade came true and. Like, the second verse he did, his Back to Cali verse, which I was quite disappointed with personally.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Because I thought it'd, like, not be lazy. Probably selling too many bricks at the time to write another verse, but...
So, I mean, since we're here, just on that, like, what do you think about man, like, talking about stuff that they did in the past that like, not what they're doing now? Because he's not selling bricks now.
I don't know.
You can't be talking about selling bricks in your bars and you're still selling bricks. That don't make no sense. That makes zero sense. No, that don't make any sense.
But there's no statute of limitations in this country, innit? So, like in America, unless you've committed murder, you're free of the crime. In this country, if they can prove that you've committed the crime, you'll go prison for it nonetheless.
I hear you, but he's not selling bricks.
He
ain't selling bricks now. Blaze would still be around people. He'd be stupid. No, 100%. I hear that, but he's definitely not selling bricks now. He'd be stupid.
He's probably not selling bricks now.
So, what do you think about people talking about stuff that they did in the past?
Rappers do all the time. It's part of the culture.
Literally, it's part of the culture.
I don't know about that.
It is part of the culture.
Okay, give me someone else then.
In our UK rap scene, like.
Yeah. UK rap scene.
I don't think Nina's still selling packs.
I definitely think he is.
I don't think he's still selling packs.
I think Nina was still selling packs, yeah.
I see him in the Adidas advert. He's probably went to sell packs straight after the advert.
Scraps.
The only reason I think Nina's still selling packs.
I don't think Scraps.
Because Nina says certain things.
You think Scraps still selling packs?
I think Scraps is more legit. I think Scraps is more legit than Nina. I think Scraps has 100%. Got his head screwed on more than Nina. I genuinely think.
You know what? Yeah, because like Nina says stuff like that confirms it a lot of time. Like one time you were saying, like, I just left the label's Christmas party to bag up a brick. Like, come on. Keep saying that, yeah. Confirm it.
Nina's still selling bricks. Nina's still selling bricks. Yeah.
Scraps, I don't think Scraps is, because, like, my guy, like, that man spoke about being trapping when you're over 30 is dead, didn't it?
Mm.
So, like, it's a clear indication where their mind state is towards, like, trapping at a certain age.
I think he is, yeah.
So I don't think Scraps is.
Wait, what was the question that, about?
Even if he's still selling bricks and
talking about rapping. You know in his 90s movie?
What? Crop Circles?
Yeah, the Crop Circle movie. You know, like Nines was moving food and then he walked into the studio and Scraps was spitting, like, you get me? So it's just kind of like, maybe Scraps is more legit than.
I think.
Like, alright, cool. But you ever thought, back to the thing, I think Fredo is still selling bricks. I'm just thinking, you want to go to the screen room?
I know someone that knows him and he didn't know he was rapping.
Yo.
He didn't know he was rapping.
So yeah,
man told me his government first and last name. And he's like, what? Swear.
Oh my days.
He's about it, you know.
That's funny still.
I'm trying to think of
he's definitely not selling
that. Nah, I think he still is. I
wouldn't be surprised if he is.
I'm trying to think of someone else in the
Fredo.
What though? Prevalent right now?
Yeah, right now. Let me go back to this.
From the hood.
Give me your proof.
I'm not a police.
No, I need proof.
You just told
me. Because in your, like, I gave you proof of, like, Nines. Like, we were talking about Nines and Scraps. Like,
bro, he just told you. No, so
I
just
told you. That doesn't mean he didn't rap.
No, but that doesn't mean that he doesn't.
I see him in the ends every day.
Yeah, but just because he's in the
Mozart.
Just because Nines in the ends every day, yeah, doesn't
what
mean
business
that Nines
have
still,
you got to be there?
His friends. He's got people there. He knows people there.
You know. It can bring.
But you know,
he just done a video in the ends. Like, man, of course he's still in the ends.
Selling of drugs? Course.
Nah, but he doesn't have to be shot in, bruv.
Destroying
his community.
Do you know
how mad it would be, bruv? If man was still selling, like, anyway, he doesn't even matter, bruv. It's just stupid. Don't be pictures. Why is Fredo still on
man
the corner?
Man says show me pictures, Heady.
What?
Oh, Heady, definitely.
Heady, yeah. Buy it, yeah. 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 Dusty.
Dusty. So we're going up to News in Country.
Yeah.
4.5 in the bando. But also lovely.
I think
we're going to... Unknown T. Unknown T is 100% still in the hood. 100%.
Yeah, I don't think that nigga's in the hood.
100% he is, bro.
Nah.
Unknown T, have you seen him?
I've seen the fucking dog.
So what are you talking about? Yeah. How can you say that?
Nah, he's not doing
that. Unknown T is in the hood, bro. He's fake. All right.
He's fake.
All right, man. Boy, unknown T virus.
Yeah, I'm not trying to catch that virus. I swear he's giving out herpes.
Yeah, he's giving out Saturn.
He's giving out herpes. Unless you man are backing for the 2019.
What?
Album of the year.
He's giving clam out.
Baby, bring it back in and clam.
Clam.
That's disgusting.
Alright, let's get off this nonsense. Alright, cool. Let's change subject. Alright.
Oh, if
you man didn't clock, Fabs is drunk.
No, I'm not drunk, man. Nah, I'm just in good spirits.
Nah, you're
I wish I was drunk.
Is that a double entendre? I'm in good spirits. Anyway, speaking of Blade, the track that dropped with, what's his name? Tigger the author? Kanisha's Rhythm?
Yeah.
What did you, man, think of it?
It was nice. Good. It was nice. It was good to hear from something like different from Blade.
Yeah, I agree.
Definitely like, nice to hear from different from Blade.
To me, it's very summery. Like, in terms of, man can hear it on the radio getting played banged in summer.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to have a lot of radio play. And, like, I've never heard Blade commercial on a commercial. Like, he's not being commercial. Like, his lyrics are still the same. But he's being, like, on a commercial song like that.
Yeah.
So it's good to see him venturing out of his comfort zone. hopefully, I don't know if it's going to be on his project or Tigger's the project, because it's not feature. It's like, I'm confused when they do the X. Like, so when it's...
Oh. I think that just means like...
It's anyone, it's either or track.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Or it's just like not a disrespect kind of thing. It's not like, this is my song, this is your song. You see what I'm saying? It's kind of like...
Oh, you both worked on it. We're working on it. Well, like, you just got him to do the
So course, it can be on either of their projects then?
Yeah.
Yeah, basically.
Okay, yeah. But it was personally, I thought it was different from him, and yeah, it was a breath of fresh air.
It was nice too.
Coming from the tracks that he's been releasing, he's been very active in the tracks that he's been releasing.
Mm-hmm.
Coupled that I've been quite disappointed with.
Do you know what's mad? Sorry, just to go back to the Fire and Beef thing. It's mad when you hear Blade rapping like that, because throughout that thing, he was rapping cold blood.
Mm-hmm.
And the tracks he's dropped, they ain't been, do you know what I mean? It's like, why ain't you done that on the tracks that he's dropped, yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Like, I think...
But it's weird, like, it's mad weird to me.
I think his beat selection's been weird. I personally think.
It's different.
I think he's trying to be quite... It's not adventurous. It's like, it's still trap in it, but it's not his own traditional trap.
Right.
If you get what I'm saying. It's more new school trap.
Yeah.
He's trying to jump on.
I hear that, though.
So, like, it's kind of weird for me to hear him speaking on those kind of tracks. So, yeah, that's my only issue with his like prior tracks, but him on this track is a breath of fresh air for me personally.
Yeah, like, yeah, for real.
So yeah, that's what I think.
Well, I mean, since we were talking about Fire in the Booth and whatever, Blade, all of that, whatever. Why don't we bring this up? So, Youngin did the Behind Bars.
Oh my god! That's not.
Let's not, nah?
Let's not, man.
Yeah, cool, let's go on. He's already brought it up. Let's go on.
Yeah, no, not, man. No, go on. Just, go on, but... Yeah, man.
He's from the ends, man. We got to talk about it.
Alright, go on.
Go on.
So, I'm saying, what do you lot think of it?
I initially liked it. I liked it initially.
Okay.
I liked it.
Okay. What about you?
Then I saw the comments and I started laughing.
The comments were funny still. The comments were funny.
It was okay. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know what it is. He just ain't. I don't know if he's just lost. Like he's lost it in general. But it's not the same. Like, I don't really go to. Like, back in the day, I used to go to listen to Young and to listen to for punchlines and all that kind of stuff.
Mm.
He's still got the punchlines.
Mm.
But it's like, man, you check for him. Like, he dropped it raw. Like, I just put in a group chat because I thought, let me just.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And he's from ends. Do you know what I mean? It's not really. He ain't got the same like appeal to me anyway. Not for me.
He doesn't appeal to me because his whole demeanor seems kind of forced to me, in terms of like. Everything's kind of forced upon me in terms of he likes to tell people that he's a light skinned don, he's this, he's that, like,
yeah, it's boring
and it's not what I want to hear from a rapper in terms of it doesn't appeal to me in it personally, innit? And I listened to the Fire and the, not the Fire and the Beef, what is it, Behind Bars?
Behind Bars,
I liked it personally. Like, I don't really
It's not his best
one. I don't give him an opportunity because of what my own perceptions of what he does, innit? So I don't normally give him a chance, but I listened to it and I liked it. So what do you think, Fabs?
I thought it was okay. It's definitely not his best like freestyle or like, just, you know what I mean? It's not one of his best things that I've heard.
Yeah.
Like, there's been better in it. But it was okay. It was okay. It was just okay. So,
Do you think he's lost his appeal?
No, I don't think so, no. I just think that what's happened is that he's, you know, like, before he started doing, like, a lot of girl tunes,
mm-hmm.
like, he had a certain lane that he was in, and I feel like that was okay for him, like, but I think maybe he got signed, and then people around him maybe were saying that you should do girl tunes. You know what I mean? You should do that, because that could be your identity in the thing, innit?
Yeah.
Like, you doing girl tunes could suit you, and could, you know what I mean, propel you forward. So he started doing girl tunes, started doing something different, and then I think that's where everyone's kind of just gone...
Can you imagine?
Like, I don't really fuck with this guy.
Wasn't he getting that chip for doing the same thing?
We're doing girl tunes.
The thing about Young Come Back here is the same kind of thing with Chip.
Chip,
but and when gonna, Chip came back,
it had a great
roasting. Go back to the US, do what you were doing there.
But Chip started from ground zero again. He went to Fire in the Booth. He said what he had to
that's
say.
That's the same thing he's doing. That's the same thing Young's doing.
Young went to Behind Bars.
No, but Young has been here, though.
No.
Young has been here. He's been here. He's still been putting out tunes. No, he's been putting out tunes.
Tell me one before.
Bestie went platinum.
Name me three other songs other than Bestie.
Yeah, other than Bestie.
What, like you got to give me a timeline.
on like
recent. Is Reese the last album or whenever
before
it
Bestie? What was the what was the track before Bestie?
There would have been like Comfy.
Not Comfy. That's the tune that he was dissing. Not Comfy. Bestie. After Bestie. Bestie. Name me three tunes that young.
After released. Bestie. What's that tune called?
There we go.
No, I just can't remember the name of it. I actually really like that this song as well. Like,
I don't know. Like, I
actually probably like this song. I'll play it later. But there's one tune I can't remember the name of it. There's a tune with Jessica Lynn. I don't fuck with it. There's a tune with Craig David as well. I don't fuck with them tunes either. But like,
I can't name you one song after Bestie.
Me neither. I don't know any.
No, but I'm saying though, that's what I'm saying. But he's been bringing. He's got a tune with Jessica Lynn. He's got a tune with Craig David as well. And then he's got a tune with Mabel. I've heard that on the radio being played as well. He got a tune with Still Bangles, Notes and all of that as well. He's got he had a tune with on Sneakbo's album.
Wordy's good. Wordy's like
the Sneakbo tune. The Sneakbo tune was good.
You're naming other people's songs. I told you to name me three young songs.
I did. I named two.
One's
with Jess Glynn and one with Craig David. Those are his tunes.
Were they good? Like, did they touch? Like,
they weren't for me. No, they weren't for me.
So what?
But I'm telling you that all I was saying was, I didn't say they were good. I didn't say anything about that. I'm just saying that he's been about. You said he's been away, but he hasn't been away.
I feel like he hasn't really done any. Like, do you know what I mean?
But he had one of the biggest tunes. Like, maybe the year before.
No, I think it was last.
Maybe it was. And that tune went platinum. So he had one of the biggest tunes. Like, you gotta. If you.
Credit where credit's due in it. So he deserves it for Bestie in it, but that's obviously a major commercial hit. But other than that, that wasn't due to him, to be honest. That was Young Bane.
I don't know about that. I don't know that.
Young Bane was on the chorus, no?
Yeah.
That was it.
Yeah.
I can't say that. That's a bit harsh.
I don't know.
I think I'm being harsh. Anyway, did you listen to this project?
I did, man. And I. The girl tunes on there, they're not for me, but I like it when he raps. Me, I like the proper introspective rapping, like when you're talking about shit that, you get me, that's close to you and you're telling man like your story and shit like that. I like that rapping because I like it when Drake does it and I like it when other rappers do it as well. So he does that on there and yeah, like, I fuck with that type of stuff as well. No Chorus is a very good tune.
I didn't like it.
You listened to it?
Okay. Yeah, I listened to it on the day it come out. I listen to No Chorus and it's got like Sloth chatting at the beginning, chatting shit.
Yeah.
I didn't like that because it sounds like he's trying to be a fake DJ Khaled.
He is, but I just ignore that.
And then I just felt like he's the Poundland version of Krypton Conan.
That was harsh still. When you said that, when I saw that, I was like, wow, that's
I think,
harsh
no, because like the punchlines don't really hit with me. Like they're quite predictable.
I hear you.
His punchlines are very predictable. That's the difference between him and Krypton Conan. That's what sets them apart. Like, it's not, he doesn't. His wordplay is barely existent.
He's got a different style of rapping to both of those two.
You know, but you can see the influence. It's very heavy. So if that's the case, and
but I think with him, like, he raps more like straight. As well, like he just raps, so maybe with less punchlines. So when he does punchlines, like some of them might go over people's heads, or they'll just be really bait. There's maybe no in between.
They're really bait most of the time, but I might be really harsh in a minute.
I think
personally, once he finds his own lane, because I think he's still trying to find himself as an artist.
I don't think so.
I think he personally is.
I feel like he is. I watched a couple of interviews with. I watched an interview with Tim Westwood. I feel like he still is kind of.
I think he's trying to find himself.
Do you know what I mean?
Well, once he finds himself as an artist, then
why do you not think he hasn't found himself?
Because he's dibbled and dabbled in like what Krypton Conan were doing or are doing. Sorry, like Krypton Conan have been consistent with how they rap, and it's not just the subject matter, but how. Their style is unique. It's the punchline thing is unique to them.
They found themselves.
He's been in their shadow majority of the time.
For most
of his career.
Yeah, most of his career.
I think him trying to grab the punchline thing as well is going to continue to have him in their shadow. If he finds his own, like, style...
But that was him from the beginning, though. They got him in because... You see what I'm saying? They started fucking with him because of his punchline ability. Like, they didn't just like go, yeah, you come on, you when you come here, you got to start doing punchline.
No, I'm saying basically that they've propelled it to a different place now. So,
and he's not.
But one thing you got to remember is, and like, this is why I give it to him, because he is his own. He's by himself. He's a solo artist.
Yeah.
Those two have the luxury of doing a song. There's only two verses, one of them on each. You get me?
Yeah.
Just a 16 each. You get me? He's got to do a song and do a 16. You know what I mean? Do two 16s essentially for two verses. Like, you see what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
Maybe it's a little harder to do that when you're doing, like, maybe. I'm not making that an excuse, but I'm just saying, like, maybe it could be that as well. And then also, as I said, like, he started doing the girl thing, innit? People, you know, maybe people were telling him, yo, like, you should be the girl guy, you should be that guy, because that could work for you, that could, you know what I mean, take you to another level. And essentially, it has put him in another lane, because Bestie took off, like, you get me?
Yeah.
So...
What do you man rate the album, by the way? Because you man listen to it, I don't listen to it.
I'm never going to listen to it again in my life.
I listened to it a couple of times, man. But I've only listened to the songs that I've liked.
And then that Dappy song was the biggest forced song ever.
What was that called?
Comfortable or something.
Yeah.
Is the biggest forced tune ever. Is the biggest forced tune ever.
I don't really like the Dappy tune, but no chorus off the record, and the tune at the end is good.
Like, I think I'm being harsh.
How many tracks is an album?
It's like 7 or 8, or yeah, something like that.
9, yeah. But the last tune is good. The last tune is good off the record.
The first tune, chorus. The first tune is alright.
Yeah, off the record. Yeah.
No chorus. Like, I started zoning out.
No chorus is good. Like.
No, the punchlines are mad crazy. Predictable, but like,
yeah, no, you're just being harsh, and I don't understand why as well. Like, because niggas like get onto him, I don't get it. The nigga can rap, the guy can rap, this is what I'm trying to say. Guys are calling, because you said he's like a poundlanting guy, other guys are saying that he's garbage.
I'm not saying he's garbage,
he can rap a lot better than certain guys.
I'm not saying
that
he's
we
garbage.
Really rate.
He's I'm not saying he's garbage.
No, I'm not saying you're, I'm not saying,
but
you're
I'm saying,
saying,
I'm saying, no, because as I said, he's a poundland Krypton Conan, because I think he hasn't. Because they've only because they've taken the style and they've got this, they had the style, they've run with it, it's worked for them,
right.
They've propelled it to next level.
They've levels. Done it a lot
better. So, like, what I'm thinking, like, you've got a similar style to them now, what can you offer? And you're by yourself. So, if he finds something new and he's creative with it, I'll fully be behind him, because he's from ends at the end of the day.
I think it's too late for that though now. I think that's why even he's trying to do the gelting. Because you got to, you know what I mean?
I don't think it's too late for him. I think
it's too late for you to say, like, yo, I'm going to try and find another lane. Yeah. Like, because that's been his lane. It's not like he's... If you just happen to be in someone's shadow, you just happen to be in someone's shadow.
Cool.
But, like, yeah, man, we'll move on from
it. Yeah, that's just...
I don't want to talk about Irving anymore.
Huh?
I don't want to talk about Irving anymore, Thomas.
Alright, cool.
Shout out, I see you doing thing.
No, you can't say that.
I see you doing thing.
We got to stop doing that in 2019. I can't shout man out after you just hurting them up. Like, that's.
Oh, I'm saying I don't want to talk about it anymore. I don't really care.
I don't want to talk about you anymore, but shout you out though, man. Big up, bro. Yeah, big up.
Select of the dog.
J. Cole released a track.
Middle Child Fire.
Called Middle Child. What do you man think of it?
It was good.
We're talking about a lot of music. This is the last bit of music we're talking about. It was really good. J. Cole's he's coming with fire. He's always coming with fire.
I think he's dropping an album this year, lad.
He said he's dropping an album.
Yeah?
He was supposed to drop a mixtape.
What was this?
He was supposed to drop a mixtape. He said he was send me your instrumentals and all.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
So he was gonna drop a mixtape prior to that. But it sounds like he's just gonna drop the album, innit? So he's got the Dreamville album coming out. And after that, that's it. The Dreamville, then his album.
Jeez.
I'm
looking forward to that, man.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
It's going to be cold, for real.
I think the track was amazing.
No, the track was amazing. It's just
good. It's good to hear from Cole. Obviously, we haven't heard from him since KOD.
KOD was top of last year, innit?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really good to hear. From Cole.
He's talking and just dropping jokes.
Yeah, and he's just saying he's ready for the smoke if anyone wants to bring the smoke to him. So,
yeah, I got him. Not worry.
Not relax.
Who are you going to bring smoke to him?
100.
I'm taking Cole. I'm sorry,
Phasma.
Nah, you man are snakes.
Nah, but you better. You're alright, but nah.
Cool. When I win, I'm seeing it, man.
Cool. You're alright.
But yeah, let's get off this music thing, man.
Alright, cool.
Let's get off this music thing. Let's move on to something a little more, like, hear me, a little more serious.
What? Bitches be lying.
Nah, fuck it. Like, you get me?
Let's just be lying.
Some music. Dun, dun, dun,
dun. Bitches be lying.
My nigga Chris ain't guilty, man.
I know.
A round of applause, man. Big up. I knew it. They were killing him.
They were killing him still, and it was.
There were bare people.
They were butchering him.
What the fuck?
With no evidence. Bro.
No evidence, bro.
The thing is with that. I think that the reason why they've been doing that is because obviously Chris has got previous with.
Not in regards to rape.
I'm talking about like in regards to.
So that, what?
Yeah.
What he's done.
No, so what? If they've been trying to get him out of here, at the end of the day,
but
he did what he did, which was really bad.
And he apologised.
No. It's not just even apologised. She's forgiven him.
Yeah.
And she's gone back to him.
Bruv, it was like 10 years ago. It was 10 years ago. Can't grow?
Can we say the same about R. Kelly then?
No, because
that's 10 years ago.
Wait,
it was like no, 10 no, years ago. Yo, saying relax, 10 years ago, bro.
You know, man, being a pedophile.
I don't know what R. Kelly's doing. I'm not saying it's on the same level. Take her out.
You're saying that being a pedophile is not on the same level. Being up a girl because she provoked you. Okay, yeah. Cool.
Being a pedophile to loads of girls, to kids. Come
on, man.
I'm not trying to compare it in that respect. You man know what I'm trying to do realistically. So let's not do that.
Anyway, let's leave that there. Anyway,
It's been 10 years. Okay, cool. So what? It's cool.
Cool. I'm sure you've made some mistakes 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And if they were in the public eye, would they be deemed as bad?
Yeah, plenty. Yeah.
Okay, so were they not prior mistakes?
Yeah, they're mistakes.
And you've grown out of those mistakes, hopefully, haven't you?
Yeah.
So
just leave it alone now.
So and if you've made those mistakes and those people have forgiven you, the people that you've done made the mistakes too.
Yeah.
Why are you still being held accountable for
the only people that matter in the situation is the people who are involved in the situation. If everyone's forgiven in that situation, then leave it alone. Other people shouldn't even be bringing that up.
And the thing that pisses me off about the whole situation is, I'm sorry, a lot of people are like, they're either in situations similar to themselves, and they've forgiven the guy or the nigger. That it's normally obviously it's females that are infuriated by this, which is understandable. They've forgiven the guy that's probably done something similar to them.
Do you know what got me angry about the whole situation is that she was like, "Oh, I can't remember. Like, I remember we were in the room, we done something.
I
can't remember if you raped me.
No.
I was like, sorry, what? You can't remember? There's probably been plenty of girls that I've been with.
You sounding mad.
Really, big man.
No, I'm saying there's probably been plenty of girls that I can't remember what I've done with them, but it doesn't mean I've been raped. Doesn't mean I've been raped by them.
I think I've been raped by a chick.
I think I have too. But anyway, that's another story. I can't lie. I'm not even going to say it.
But you know what I mean? Like, if I'm saying I can't remember, doesn't mean I've been raped. Do you know what I mean? I can't go to police and say, oh, listen, I've been raped. That's ridiculous.
They'll just laugh at you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But that's the problem, though, in society, though.
Yeah, men will get laughed at.
Men will just get laughed at. Do you know what I mean? It's serious when there's, like, it's a woman involved.
The thing is, I was actually thinking,
I was talking to my friend about this the other day, is that there needs to be a deterrent for women that are out here.
She needs to go to prison.
Nothing's going to happen to her.
No, nothing's going to happen to her. He's suing her, which means that if she can't afford to pay the money. No, but if she loses the suit and she can't afford to pay the money, she can get criminal charges for it because she can't afford to pay him.
Good.
So that's what should happen. No, that's what should happen.
Because what's happening at the moment, is basically women are just doing stuff like that and then getting people in trouble for stuff that they didn't do. Like, it's getting crazy out of hand. It's so out of hand now. And it's just like, as men, like...
That's the worst thing you can say to a man.
It's like, if man... Because even I was speaking to someone and I was saying, Chris didn't do it. Like, and they were getting mad at me for saying I didn't. I think Chris didn't do it.
Yes, someone got mad.
Are you okay? Like, there's no proof.
Big mistake.
Yo, there's zero proof that he did anything. It's allegedly. Like, listen to the words. Like, read the thing out properly. Just because you see rape, it doesn't mean that he actually raped someone. The first thought should be in your head, yeah? Which it's not, obviously, for people. But it was in my head. It's Chris Brown. Chris Brown can get any woman he wants.
Yeah.
He's a fucking icon. He's a fucking pop icon, bro. He can get any woman he wants. Why would he need to rape someone? Like,
did you see the girl, by the way?
I saw the girl. She looked like a thot.
I'm not going to put that on her, but yeah.
No, she looked like a
I'm not going to put that on her, but yeah.
She looked like a
Another thing as well that I was kind of mad as well is that obviously it affects his brand so much. Like, if you're throwing... Bro, man's got kids. Imagine if that...
Yeah, he's got a daughter as well.
Yeah, he's got a daughter. So imagine if that happened. That's like, do you know what I mean? Do you know what they're going to do to him,
bro? Yeah. They're going to slate. They're slating him already, innit? So, like,
bro, she's evil.
Best celebrities are, like, slating him.
Yeah, I saw... Eve.
She started hurting him up, like, and I was like, what?
Where did she come from?
Oh, man, she's doing whatever she's doing. And white billionaire, dog.
Yeah, but even so, stay over there, and...
Yeah, stay over there, like, stop talking. Like, I just hate it when, like, because it's getting out of hand, like, I get it, like, when it's something that's, like... When someone's actually done something, like, for example, the Solo 45 thing, yeah?
Oh, yeah, he's
now,
he's
even
guilty.
Though that's still, even that's still alleged, yeah?
He's guilty, man.
Even that's still alleged. No, that situation is still alleged. But even so, there's guilty. So much stuff
there's
that's
too,
come
there's
out.
Too much. There's too much.
It's too much. Too much evidence. Think, yo, like, this brother's not guilty. Like, too much evidence. Are you mad? Nah, I don't think he's not guilty.
There's too much evidence.
Guilty. Too much evidence. But in Chris Brown's situation, no evidence, no nothing at all. Nothing's
just
come out
accusation.
At all. Just an accusation.
Just what happened with Rihanna, like I said. That's what
yeah, but... People need to stop. People need to stop harboring that, because that's not anyone's place. It's their life, innit, and they both chose to forgive each other.
And people have details about that.
So
she provoked him.
I saw she bit him.
Yeah, but she fucking provoked him. What the hell do you want, man, to do?
So wait.
I'm not saying that you should hit a woman because she provokes you. But we were in that situation.
No.
We were in that situation and. But if you were in that situation and someone provoked you to a certain point, that stuff might happen, innit? He didn't just beat up on her. Like, she wasn't just smiling in the car and then he just said, you blew your nose. Stop blowing your nose, bitch. Like, you get me? Like, he didn't start boxing her in the face because of no reason. Like, anyway, man, it's just annoying. Like, we need to fix the whole situation.
Yeah, like I said, there needs to be a
tarot. Yeah, prison.
100%.
Prison.
So I think... Hopefully he keeps pushing the suing forward, because she apologized and said whatever.
Don't sue me. I'm 21.
I'm too young. Don't do that. Bitch, fuck that. Sue. Because then I think women will like think twice about it now. Because I definitely think there are some women that they're just not being sincere about it.
The other side of the coin for a woman's point of view. Say if they are making these claims.
Right.
And they might have got, like, sexually assaulted. They might have got raped.
Right.
But the person in power has a lot of money. Mm. And they can kind of get it thrown out that they didn't get raped.
Yeah.
They can manipulate the system.
Right.
Then if there are these deterrents, then they can get something, like, they can get put in prison or something can happen to them. Where it's going to deter them from even coming out in the first place now, because there could be an extra layer to obviously not just the trauma of them getting raped, but them thinking, oh, if I lose this, I can go prison.
Right.
So there's a double edged sword. Like, it might stop the fakes, but it might also stop the women that are actually getting assaulted.
Yeah, and they don't know. Like, they can't just. They don't know. Like in the case of this girl, she said she couldn't remember where it happened.
Yeah,
and people actually might not actually remember.
Yeah.
What happened, because they've been, you know what I mean?
Yeah, they're assaulted. Yeah, they've been drugged or whatever.
So it is a double, like,
it's a double sword
knife. Yeah, like, literally. So,
it's like how do they stop it? And obviously that's not our job. Our job is to get out of the hood. Anyway,
well, since we're kind of on the, I mean, actually, it's not really related. But basically, the other day, it was about a week ago. Jeez.
Bobby Fernandez has been in prison for 5 years and they're still saying that.
I know. he still bangs. Anyway, yeah. So, the other week, I was driving, and group chat was popping off. Looked in the group chat, and then I saw a thing about Teyana Taylor.
Oh, I knew we were having this. Right,
so I think about Tiana Taylor, whatever. And then, you know what I mean, Tiana. So basically, Tiana, there was a rumor that she had a threesome
with a porn star.
With a porn star with her husband, and then obviously during the threesome, obviously got the porn star pregnant, and now the, you know, the porn star was going to have the baby. Obviously, it turned out it wasn't true.
Yeah, she wasn't pregnant
for him. Tiana Taylor's husband.
You know, obviously we were making jokes, whatever. You know, I mean, I thought they were going to have to start paying half and half for the child support, whatever. You know, fuck it, yeah. But then obviously, guys were saying that they, you know, basically no threesomes when you're married. Yeah. Is that a thing?
I think it should be a thing.
It might be. No, just like, okay. You need to think about the dynamics in terms of, are you forcing it upon your girl? Wild. Number one.
Wild. No one's forcing it.
Okay, I'm going to let you do your thing. I'm going to come from a different angle.
No.
That's cool. Go on.
You might suggest it and like, oh, you think, okay, let's spice up the thing. Mm. And your girl might want to just do it to please you, innit?
Yeah.
She might not actually be into them things. Mm. Then that's an issue because her heart's not in it.
If your girl's doing something like that, then she's a keeper. But, yeah. No, she is. Like, she's trying to please you. That's a fucking keeper right there. But usually, if you're doing a threesome, usually your girl wants to do it as well. If your girl doesn't want to do a threesome, fine, innit? But if your girl does, then like I don't.
So what? Fabs, you're on agreement with this, basically. You wanna be doing threesomes when you're married.
I didn't say I want to. I didn't say that. But I'm saying I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I don't think there's anything wrong with.
All right, cool. So let me flip it then. So you've got you and your wife in a relationship. She's into freaky shit.
Yeah.
She wants to get beat out by another don while with you.
No, that doesn't make sense. What are you talking about? That's not a threesome.
How does it not?
That's not a threesome. That's just ridiculous.
How is it not
threesome? You become a cockold.
A train.
You become a cockold.
Bruv, come on, man. Let's be cockold.
What?
How is it not a threesome?
Okay, what's a threesome?
How is not a threesome?
What?
Bro, with three people.
A threesome is...
Do you not know what a threesome is?
There's a difference between a threesome and a train.
So a threesome is...
He's going to explain.
I'm going to get a train, yeah?
A train is when a group of guys or one or more than one guy consensually have... Don't make a face like that. I'm just telling you what a train is.
I know what a train is, but I haven't told you what it was.
You don't know.
I do. I told you, man.
You blatantly don't
know. I do. But for me, anyway, I know that's what you're saying.
Because they're not... All right, cool. So they're interacting with the female, yeah?
Yeah.
So one guy goes, done his thing. Next guy goes, do his thing. Next guy goes, that's a train.
But that's more than three people.
All right,
already,
so...
Hold on. So a threesome. Let me get a dictionary out because you managed to say that's not a threesome.
Huh?
A group of three people engaging in the same activity.
Mm-hmm.
That's what a threesome is.
But it's the same activity. Okay. Are them two
so
guys,
you're beating
them,
a goal.
Listen.
That's a threesome.
No, oh, this right, is a threesome, right. Yeah? A threesome is when everyone is interacting with each other.
Okay.
A train is when you are just interacting with the girl. So a train is one is like got one guy's got her in doggy, beating it out, and then one guy's getting head. They're not doing anything with each other. The two guys ain't doing anything with each other.
She wants you to do things with each other. If the two guys do stuff with each other, then it's a threesome.
Listen what I'm trying to say to you. If they all do something together, then it's a threesome.
He's left the threesome and trained conversation out. He said, basically, if your
girl says she wants to engage with all of, like, she wants...
What are you arguing about then?
Huh? No, he just left the conversation.
Yeah, anyway.
Anyway, he said, if your girl wants you to engage with the other guy now, what you...
No, but that wouldn't happen, though.
Why would it not happen? She's into freaky shit.
That's not a threesome. And that's not going to happen. All
right.
That technically is a threesome, but it's bisexual behavior.
She's into it though.
Time out. Two seconds.
Why not?
Females. When it comes to a guy, they're willing to do more than a guy is willing to do for them in terms of something sexual.
Thank you.
Like, so that's how dynamic racist.
But you're being
work.
Mad obtuse.
No, I'm not saying
you're
being mad obtuse
I'm not
right
being
now.
Mad obtuse.
Oh, because you know that guys would not do that. You know that guys wouldn't allow another guy to come in and do that with a gay girl. They're not going to do that.
So why is it acceptable?
You're being mad obtuse. I'm not saying it's acceptable. I'm saying
just how it is.
I'm just saying what happens.
Nah, man, I don't believe.
Bruv, this is just how
I'm
it
not saying
is.
It's acceptable.
When someone says they've had a threesome, when a girl says she's had a threesome, is it ever with another guy? Have you ever
okay,
heard
cool.
of that?
Okay, cool. So if your girl says she wants to run, she wants to get run a train.
That's
on,
not
yeah?
going to happen.
Why is it not going to happen?
Because that's a train. What? That's not my girl.
That's not my girl.
What do you mean?
My girl? That's not my girl.
That's not my girl.
But you're saying you're just basically it's the same thing. Like, basically these things are the
no,
same thing.
No,
yeah,
it's
they
not.
Are. They're not creation free people. They're the same thing. It's just a fact that you're okay. Cool. You're not.
Everyone's interacting with each other in a threesome, bruv. The girl is licking at the girl, and then I'm like, you get me? I'm beating the other girl, and then I might be, you know what I mean? Tunning her out, and then get me tunning
what's
her
your,
out.
What's
and
your
then everyone, you know what I mean? We might do something
like
all together.
Flip it. The girl might flip it.
If the girl flips it,
she's
not my girl.
But why is she?
That wouldn't
why
even
is she
be
a girl?
Happening.
Why is she
a girl?
Why is she a girl?
Everyone knows. Yeah, look.
But I'm asking a question. Why isn't she your girl?
I cool. I'm gonna let me ask. Let me ask. Go ahead. So. If you're dating a girl now, yeah? And she said, let me bring in another girl, what would you say?
That's a yes. Anyway.
Okay, so is that not a threesome?
Yeah, but she can flip it on me and say that I want to get another guy involved.
And then you say no, obviously.
Obviously not.
But you can't really say no. If you're allowed that, if she's allowed that,
no.
You can't really say no to
no,
her.
So wait, so
that's
wait.
What I'm trying to say to
so,
you.
So no, but so you're going to say, so you're saying that's cool. That's on and popping if you're seeing a girl. So if she's like, I want a train run on me. That your girl now, yeah?
No, I'm telling you, it's not.
No, but
I'm not doing it.
I'm saying no.
I'm not involved in any threesomes. I'm not getting involved in threesomes.
No, but
if you say you're allowed threesomes,
you
you're right.
Wait,
right,
you just
don't want a threesome.
No. Listen to what I'm saying.
You just contradicted
what I'm
yourself.
Listen, I'm saying in marriage. I've said it in the beginning. I said in marriage, yeah.
No,
I'm not invited. I'm not involved.
No, we're talking in general now. Because
if we're talking in general, then anything can fucking run. Then
so a train can run on your girl.
Huh? She's not my girl now. Do you know the reason why she's not my girl, yeah?
Because she wants a train.
If I'm running a train on her, I'm not running no train on my girl.
No, if your girl... No, but you're talking about freaky shit. You're saying, your girl said...
I'm not running no train on my girl.
No, but I'm saying to you, she said, I want to threesome with another girl. That's cool with you, yeah? But then she says, I want to run... Then you're like, okay, that's cool. But then you want to flip it in the same circumstance. Because you know marriage isn't nothing but papers, you know?
Yeah,
and legal binding
right.
things.
That's yeah. it.
So, in legality...
Created by the white man.
Created by Babylon. Born Babylon. Anyway.
Anyway, so you're basically... You're contradicting yourself. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't agree. The reason why
Listen.
I don't agree is because... Because your girls can still flip. Even though you said
you're being obtuse.
Let me tell you why you're being obtuse.
Let me explain, yeah? And I'll tell you why.
I don't want you to explain to me either, by the way. But
well, it's a podcast, so I'm going to explain. So, you're being obtuse because everyone knows, and even women know, yeah, that when you're going to have a threesome, it's another girl that comes in. It's never usually another guy that comes in, unless that is just some... shit that, you know what I mean, that you talk about in the beginning, maybe the guy's bisexual and maybe she's bisexual and maybe that can run, innit? But that's a very rare thing and that's out of my world, innit? I'm not in that world, me personally. The world I'm in and the world that I know everyone else in this room is in, yeah, is that the girl that you are with would be like, yo, bring another girl in. There would be no other thing would be like, let me bring another guy in. That wouldn't happen. So the threesome, yeah, is another girl, two girls and a guy.
Why would it not happen? I'm confused. Why would it not happen?
Why do you want it to happen so badly?
No, I'm asking a question.
It just would. It's not going to happen in our world.
So, illogically thinking, would you think a girl that you're dealing with would want to bring another guy around? Like,
if she's into freaky shit and she said she wants to
do freaky
threesome,
shit, it's usually bring another girl in.
Yeah, but then she can still flip it and say, I want to bring another dude in.
She won't
it's
say
what I'm
that,
saying
though.
To you.
She won't.
You might not listen. You might not be an obtuse.
No, you're being ridiculous.
No, you're being obtuse. Bro, that wouldn't happen.
Alright.
That's not what happened. Your girl would never say to you, I'm going to bring another guy in.
She said she wants to try another guy.
then that
she was the child of the girl.
Done. We all know that. Though.
You can't say she's done
because it's not the same.
She's accepted. She's allowed you to have a sex with
no, no, but bro, this but is if girls, she has to initiate the threesome.
Bro, girls, that's the rules, girls walk down the road, hold
hands. She has to initiate the threesome.
She has to initiate the threesome.
So she initiated the threesome. Said, okay, cool. We can fuck another girl. But that's then after that. This, I want to fuck another man. I want two men. I want a train.
That's not gonna happen. She initiates the threesome.
What do you mean it's never gonna happen?
She
could flip it any day.
No, she can't.
It won't happen because
I'm gonna agree to disagree.
If something like that, if you for you example, know, you know, she would have to know that you are into niggas
as well. That's yeah.
Not really, because
yes,
because that suggestion, yes! That suggestion's wild.
Yeah, the fact of the matter that you're doing a train on her is because you're pleasing her, blood.
No,
it's not because that's the reason why. That would be the reason why you did, because you're pleasing her, blood.
What is this guy talking about?
Bro, what are you talking about? It's the goal. She's into that. You're trying to please her. You might not have mad at you. You might not gonna listen to it, and then they're gonna come back to me and tell me big facts about it. But you might have been mad at stupid silly about it. You're not being realistic. You're not being realistic.
You just contradicted yourself three times.
I just
pointed out to you.
How?
You said to me, if a girl comes up to you that you're dealing with and says she wants a threesome with another girl, you're cool with that.
Yeah.
But she's not. Do you expect her to come to you and say, oh, I want another guy?
She could do that, though. That's what I'm saying. She could do that.
If she does do it, what are you going to do? If she does it, what are you doing?
Wait, listen. What do you think about your sexuality then? If she can think that she's cool with you to bring another guy around you.
Bro, she it don't matter about my sexuality. It's because she wants to do it, blood. She wants to do it, blood.
It's not because she wants to do it, blood.
It's not because I'm me. She wants to do it, blood. She still likes me, but she wants to fuck another dude. She wants to get trained by another blood.
Bro. All right, listen. Bro, girls, yeah, they do the whole experimenting thing all the time. Like, they do that all the time. They even fucking, when they're chilling with each other, they might even all lips each other. Just for fun and shit like that. They do that all the time. That's what's going on.
She wants to get trained by another fun.
No, bro.
This conversation is going around in circles.
You're not letting it go around in circles, though.
Obtuse, man.
This conversation is going nowhere. Because, like,
anyway.
You're going fully left. You're saying,
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm going fully left.
The thing
about the whole threesome shit is fully left anyway.
No,
in my eyes, this is original, the crux of the whole situation is that is a threesome acceptable in a marriage? It's not for me.
All right, cool.
It's not for me. And plus, if it was, that's fine. So I'm saying, so I'm going completely left because you man, that's completely left of me. Do you know what I mean?
I'm saying you're being obtuse because really. You're ignoring what we're saying, which what we're saying is a fact. Like, it's not even, like, up for debate, really. Like, what we're saying is a fact.
As a straight man,
start walking down the road and holding hands and shit. Like, we're not going
to
start doing that.
As a straight man, is a female going to suggest to you to bring another man around you? In a sexual encounter.
That freaky shit,
bro.
That's what I'm saying. She's into that freaky shit. She wants to get chain run on her, blood. Plenty girls want to get chain run.
One more thing. If your girl says that to you, what are you doing? What are you saying back to her?
Me?
Yes.
I'm saying, no, I can't run, innit? I can't do that.
Okay, so then, like, but that's a problem, though. The fact that she wants you to do that, even, like, she doesn't know how you run.
What do you mean?
She doesn't know.
She knows how I run.
If I start speaking to my girl before we go out, yeah, and I say to her, look, like, we're just talking, and I say to her, yo, like, would you ever have a threesome? And she goes, yeah, of course I would. Then I know, cool. You get me? Then I'm like, all right, cool. You get me? Like, you know, maybe later down the line, we could do something like that. Yeah, we could do something like that. You get me? Now, she could do the same thing with me. She could be like, would you want, like, bring another guy? No. Like, that ain't happening. You get me? So for her to suggest that, no, but in marriage, like, my whole thing is, yeah, let's just kind of round this bit up, yeah. Cause shit, we've been on this.
Man, I'm mad wrong. Yo,
wrong.
We're not wrong at all, but it's mad. But
it get flipped anyhow.
I hear you lot in the whole the whole marriage thing. I just think that you shouldn't like
rule it out.
Yeah, I don't think that you should just cut it off. You know, someone in the group said that, you know, when you have a kid and when you like you're married and all that, you should just keep it like platonic. Like you should just be dead and dry. Like there should be no excitement. Why is it
dead and dry? Get a sex swing.
So then you're basically proving my point more. Like you're complimenting my point. I'm saying don't be dead and dry.
How is that then and drag getting a sex swing?
I'm not saying.
Do you fuck on a sex swing?
No, I'm saying a threesome. A threesome is a way of. A threesome is something exciting. Like, it's something that spices things up, right?
Isn't a sex
so swing? What that person was saying in the group was that just keep it dead and dry. But I'm just saying, like, he said, don't do anything freaky. The person said, don't do anything freaky anymore. So just basically missionary and just look after your kid.
I'm sure you're being very, very blunt about this. I'm sure they didn't mean keep it.
No, straight. They did.
I'm pretty sure.
I think if we asked them together, they'll say that.
Call them out.
No, that's not.
I'm not calling them out. Like, he might have work.
Yeah, exactly.
No, he probably does. But anyway, yeah.
Anyway, back for threesome in a marriage. Anyway, back to Teyana Taylor, like getting someone.
I want guys to come on it though. When they hear this, I want the guys to come.
100.
Threesome in a marriage.
Because it can. I think it can still get flipped on another
head. I'm not saying it can't. We're not saying it can't get flipped though.
But
we're
she should not. But I'm saying no. But it wouldn't happen. No, because logically it would. No, but I'm saying to you, she should know your sexuality. She knows you now.
I know her sexuality. She's not into girls.
No, but most girls will try girls. No, but most girls will try girls even if they're not into girls.
Wait, how many girls do you know that's kissed other girls in the lips?
No, blood.
Oh, dude, you're being obtuse.
There probably is things that I know that I've kissed other girls, but like they don't do it like.
They've explored that. And they might be willing to explore more. They might not be class themselves as being gay, but they might be attracted to girls in terms of their features. They might not be gay though. They might want to have a relationship. They might just want to have sex with the girl, or might just want to do things.
If a girl kisses another girl, yeah, they're not considered gay. You know, they're not considered lesbians. If another guy kisses another guy, they're gay. Simple.
It's a bit backwards, but yeah, I get it.
It's backwards, but that's what we're trying to say.
That's the rules of the world.
I get it, but I'm saying to you, it can still get flipped on its head. In marriage, you can say that like,
it can.
You can't get a train run on, yeah? You can't have a threesome. You can have a threesome.
It'll be two girls, though.
Yeah, okay, cool. You can say that. But then she wants to get a train run on. So, what do you mean?
No, she won't want to have a train run on.
You can't say no to like, if you're accepting a threesome.
She won't. No, you can, because it's not the same thing.
No, no. Do you know why? Because. Like, if you like, cool.
Trains are nasty.
If you suggest to her,
that's what she's into, though.
No.
She's into freaky shit.
No one's into that. No one's into that. They just get caught up in.
You're saying guys are so. She's gonna suggest you and another don beat her at the same time.
Basically.
Do you know how ludicrous you sound right now? Because if she knows you're straight, no, but if she knows you're straight, yeah. If. This female knows.
What's the difference?
No. She knows you're straight. She's not going to be like, oh, I want you to fuck me with another guy. Like,
I'm not interacting with that guy, though.
So, I'm still threesome them.
But you'd
I'm
have
still
a.
Running the train. I'm still running the train.
So you'd run a train.
I'm still fucking her. Someone's fucking her ass. Someone's fucking her pum pum.
That's wild.
Man's watching Bear Bang Bros.
Tasty Blacks.
But do you see? I want to know if you man see what I'm saying, though. Do you know what I'm saying?
You're talking about porn, innit? So let's put it in the perspective of porn.
That's basically porn.
We're putting.
It's basically a porno, bro.
No, that's not a train, bro.
If you're running a threesome,
That's not a train, though, bro.
What's not a threesome?
What you just said, the double penetration thing ain't a train, bro. That is a wild thing.
That's still a train because that car's getting ran on.
Nah, bro.
It's still a train. Why is it not a train?
Because it's very close. Can't crossing swords.
You're crossing. Bare juice.
But I'm saying that it's still a train because it's still beating a thing.
Bare juice interaction.
Two man beating a thing is a train. Basically.
It's one at a time. That's what train is. One at a time.
Basically, yeah.
Everyone's present, but it's one at a time. It's like.
You take your time. But you can get a and then she's beating her ass away.
Anyway, man, we got to move from this conversation still.
This has been a wild episode still. It's been a long episode.
Proper long
this
as well, man.
It's definitely getting called train.
One train.
But you might not. I know you might see what I'm saying. But I think I get it.
We've got misconstrued. Like there's bare misconstrued.
There's bare variables to it.
Wires crossed.
bare crossings.
Let's get to something else. Then I mean, we might as well, since we're kind of like on these type of topics. I don't know who put this in the thing, but the interracial stuff.
Oh, I said. Oh yeah. Basically, like I've been going like even on TV, so. I've seen a Sainsbury's advert like a year ago, and there's like interracial like couples now.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not saying anything's wrong with it, but I think there's an agenda like going on where there's like a white woman and a black man on all these adverts.
Is that what you're saying?
No, I think there's a genuine agenda. Like there's a white woman and there's a black man and they've got obviously a mixed family. And I'm seeing this on posters all around the place, like off of life insurance. I saw on the way to work the other like today, there was like a white woman, two mixed race kids, and a dead black dad in the background.
What?
In the photo frame.
So what, have you, life insurance?
Yeah, have you thought about your family and the black dad's
for
dead?
Fuck's sake.
So like Jesus. I think a lot of adverts nowadays are like trying to show cross-cultural relations.
Right.
Do you think there's a bit of an agenda in terms of cross-cultural relations, just black and white men and women, rather than any other ethnic origin together or anything like that? Because I've seen plenty of that. And or just not a black and black couple looking happy together.
I don't really see a black and black.
I've never seen a black and black on a poster.
I don't really
together.
See
a black and black couple on a poster.
I'm sure I have, but
no, I've only seen white and white.
Not that I can recall.
It's white and white, white and black, or white and Chinese. Well, not Chinese. Sorry, white and Asian. I don't know their Oriental descent. Let me.
Should I beat that?
No, don't beat.
No,
don't beat my ignorance. Apologies.
Sorry, Mats.
Shout out to Mats.
I don't know, man.
It's a weird question, isn't it? But I think there's like
you think there's a gender?
Yeah, like for these companies, I don't know. Like there's some form because I've been seeing a lot.
They're trying to, I don't know.
I've been seeing a lot of it lately and over the past year.
All together.
Yeah, basically.
What's wrong with that?
I'm not saying anything's wrong with it. I'm not saying anything's wrong with it. It's just I've seen a lot of it throughout the past year. Like, what do you think's the reasoning behind this?
Maybe it hasn't gone from last year. Maybe it's just that you've only realised it now.
Nah, bro, I've never seen
it. I think maybe it's just, like, they're just, you know, I think everyone's just, there's an attempt to be more diverse. So I guess maybe just putting in a black face in your adverts is better. Maybe not all black, like, an all black advert, maybe that's too much, but just having a, you know, I mean, another.
Because the only all black advert I saw was like a Hovis advert.
Yeah.
And they had like a Jamaican grandma.
Don't know.
And like, but it was cartoons. It weren't actual black people, innit?
Fuck it, man. Counts. I'll take it, man.
I'll take that.
Alright, cool. Anyway, I just wanted to throw it out there.
Yeah.
Just so.
No, I'd like saying that though. I'm not gonna say I'm not saying
I'm against it, but is there like a marketing? Is it for marketing reasons or? Is there a bigger play behind it?
No, I think it's definitely for marketing. I think it's like much bigger. I don't know if there's anything bigger. I can't think of it anyway.
I think it's just
it's just marketing, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's marketing.
Yeah, I just think, yeah, like maybe
it's do you think? What do you think, Luke?
Yeah, I think it's just, it's weird to me because I've like never grown up seeing that and I've never seen like a black couple together, but I've seen a load of interracial couples together.
So I never really see a black couple anyway, man. This ain't our country.
I'm not saying it's our country.
Like, I mean, like, there's more white people than black people here. So, obviously, it's going to be more white people on TV and you're going to see that more, innit? Right? So, it's just, yeah. But I think it's an attempt to make it, because I think just the world's getting more, like, of, you get me? Multiple and we're popping right now. So,
we've always been popping.
We've always been popping, but, I mean, we're really popping right now still. We popping. But, yeah, man.
Anyway,
it's been a good episode, man. Been a really good one. Heard some good debates. It's been lovely. But it's getting late.
I need to go to bed. I've got work.
So, like, yeah, man. You know, we're here for another episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Yeah, obviously, yeah. Follow us at The Spare Change Podcast on Instagram. And
at LukeCB16. Follow me.
There you go. Fablo17. Follow me, Instagram.
And Rex's one's at DP. Double penetration.
Wow.
Yeah. Really playing games.
We'll stick with that.
No. At Rax, Rockabilly. Rockabilly 5.
Mr. DP.
Don't be DP in anyone.
But yes, people. hope you enjoyed the episode. Give us some feedback and make sure you subscribe on Apple Music, SoundCloud, Spotify, whatever you listen on, man. Big up the people who listen on that.
And we're gone. We'll see you next week.
We out.
Peace.
Au revoir.